What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, we get another stunner. One of the crown jewel franchises in North America is for sale. The Lakers going up for 10 bills, Pearl, $10 billion. And Jeannie Buss and her family are cashing out. Although in this new world of sports ownership, you actually get to control the team for a couple of years while the transition happens. I still don't understand what that's about. But anyway,
she's what, governor?
Yeah.
Governor. A good British accent word.
Hello, governor.
I double dare you to do that if you met her.
Hello, governor. Hello, governor. Jeannie Buss.
That's a way to get on her good side. No, I mean, were you surprised yesterday? And what do you think the implications are for Luka and LeBron, the immediate future for the Lakers?
Oh, well, I mean, are we going to do it? Should we just jump right in?
Yes.
I mean, it seems like if you are an NBA conspiracy theorist like many, that the Mavericks gifted Luka to the Lakers to up the value, and then the NBA gave the Mavericks the number one pick. I mean, boom, done. Is there any
who
other?
Runs that's the league?
It's the only other plausible explanation for how this went down. Of course, and there's foreign money from the Middle East that is involved in it. Yeah, bing, bam, boom. Cooper flags a Maverick. Lakers have Luka. Let's play ball.
Ted, do you think they could have gotten $10 billion without Luka, or you think Luka put it up like another $500 million or something?
I don't know. I mean, Maggie, I can't believe I'm beating you to this theory. If you believe in a stupid frozen envelope for Patrick Ewing, why would you not gift Luka Doncic to the Lakers? And yeah, I do think because if you don't have Luka at the Lakers, then really what do you have? An aging team that looks like they're headed towards 3 years of the lottery because LeBron's going to be done. What do they have besides LeBron? You're going to throw out Rui Hachimura and Austin Reeves for an NBA team? No.
Okay, but Pearl, this is why you're new to the conspiracy theory game, and this is where I think you have a little to learn from people who have been solidly on this rabbit hole and down this path for years and years. Mark Cuban doesn't own the Mavericks anymore.
Right.
He cashed out already. So why would the new owners want to help Jeannie Buss? Like, we know Jeannie and Mark Cuban and Wick Grosbeck, who might not be a household name, but he was the guy who owned the Celtics forever. His dad owned the Celtics, and they just sold. So it's a good theory. I love this theory.
Oh, because all the owners want the highest possible valuation for every single sale. That's important.
Right, but the Mavs just sold. Like, they just did the changeover. This would have helped if it was a year ago.
Yeah, but I how do you think something involved in that deal led to this deal, and the Saudi money is somewhere behind all of it?
Well, that I believe.
But I do think one thing, the $10 billion, I'm half joking. I'd say 90% joking. I can't believe you didn't jump on this. But I do think this $10 billion sale was a massive victory for every team in the NBA, every team in pro sports. It's $10 billion, and they don't get crypto.com. Is it called crypto.com?
Whatever.
Manny, you know the name of every stadium. They don't get the arena. So that's a massive number. Of course, it's the crown jewel franchise. I'm not surprised it went for much more than the Celtics, but this is a big win for the NBA and really sets them up to expand as well. So it does feel like a league victory, which is why it's so prone to conspiracy theories.
Right, right, right. No, it's juicy. I mean, there's a report out there from The Athletic that the valuation might actually go up to $12 billion, which would double the Celtics. I mean, this just happened. The Celtics just got sold less than a year ago. Yeah. So I guess it is a windfall for the league, but I actually don't think anyone can really take anything from this Lakers sale. This is, you know, there are three teams in North America. It's the Lakers, it's the Yankees, and it's the Dallas Cowboys, in my opinion, that would even swim in these waters. I don't know what else. Like, we just saw the Denver Broncos. Great history with the Broncos. Didn't get anywhere close to this.
I think the Cowboys would double.
Cowboys, not even have any clue what
they're
the
never
Cowboys
sell. They're very clear. They're never going to sell.
Well, I mean, I know that Jeannie Buss was not clear about that. And in fact, people around her said, hey, apparently she says things like, I'm not going to do this forever. And she had kind of laid some breadcrumbs. You mentioned Mark Walter, the guy who's from Guggenheim, who they own the Dodgers. He's going to be the front man now, eventually, when this like changeover happens. But he's like the guy. I think he already owned like 20%+, had the right of first refusal. This is not shocking. The Cowboys would be shocking. The Yankees, I think, to a lesser extent, would be shocking. But
the Yankees feel a little more like the Lakers.
Yes,
like the Lakers.
Family.
So when Dr. Jerry Buss passed, there seemed, I mean, we know from all the shows that there was friction between Jeannie and her brothers.
Of course.
And I know from watching the Kate Hudson show, which is based on Jeannie Buss's life on Netflix. What's it called? It's hysterical, by the way. There's a sitcom based on Jeannie Buss's life, and the brothers and her have a total messy situation. You follow the Yankees closer. It does feel like George to Hal and everything has been a little bit tricky, whereas I don't think there's going to be any tricks with Jerry to Steven. Like, you need a solid family succession plan. And now that they sold, I don't think that was in place for the Lakers.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Like, there was no one else to take the torch. Who, Jay Moore? I mean, that would have been fun for us as Jeannie Buss's husband, who's a comedian and actor who we love, could have taken over the team.
I mean, or Linda Rambis. Those were the two options.
Linda and Kurt might be out. I was thinking about that. The people, the winners and losers of this sale of the Lakers yesterday that was announced, $10 billion is the valuation. Rob Pelinka, a big loser. Mm-hmm. That's not, I don't know about JJ Redick could be a big loser. And the Rambis is definitely a big loser.
I actually heard somewhere they just re-signed Pelinka. Double check that. Maybe I have the wrong person. They just re-signed Pelinka and he's a big part of this. He might be a winner. We got to double check that.
See, from what everything I've heard about the Lakers and now been reading, and this is something that we all knew in sports, which is nobody is ever going to sit here and accuse Jeannie Buss of the Lakers of being cheap. That would never happen. But there are ways in which the Lakers were run more like a mom and pop shop and a family business than they were, you know, a hedge fund would run something, or Guggenheim Partners, whatever they, you know, these huge, huge, huge conglomerates. And so that's not, you know, they never cheaped out on LeBron James or Anthony Davis or any of these, you know, Kobe or anyone like that, the player salaries, but the analytics department, the scouting department, all the ancillary things that don't count against your cap that help make you a great team, the Lakers were like a little like pared down, let's say. Everyone is saying now that's going to change. The Dodgers have a huge staff. The Dodgers just pump that team. This ownership group pumps the Dodgers full of cash, not just on spending on salaries, but everything else. And we always knew the Lakers were a little cheap when it comes to head coaches. So I think there's going to be more cooks in the kitchen, more voices. And Rob Pelinka, to me, you know, outside of Luka falling from the sky, I don't even know what sturdy ground he was on before that.
But I don't understand, like, what NBA teams have such a limited number of moves they can make in the first place that I don't, who cares? Like, you can't buy an NBA title like you can a little more in baseball. The Steve Ballmer, who owns the Clippers, has more money than anyone.
Right.
He's building his own arena and has had no success. No meaningful success. I mean, unless you count whatever. Did they make one Western Conference final? But I don't think there's anything you can do in basketball. You can't buy it. There's not enough players. Baseball, I think the Dodgers got a little lucky to get Shohei.
Well, and he took all that deferred money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see how the money can make the Lakers into anything special in the NBA. Because there are a lot of teams that could easily afford the players. Like, because the scouting department's going to be better. I mean, they drafted, we all liked the Dalton Kennect pick last year. It didn't really work.
Yeah, they tried to trade him within like 3 months.
But nothing wrong with the Lakers are just, you know, they're aging LeBron. I don't think any money is going to reverse LeBron's age. Like, I don't see this group winning a championship anytime soon. Like, there's no money that's going to change all this unless you could build around Luka, unless you see a formula around Luka. They're just kind of thin right now.
By the way, Rob Pelinka did get an extension 2 months ago.
Okay. Because like someone came to him and said, do you want our best player? Which is a funny thing.
I think it's sort of part of the, according to Brian Windhorst at ESPN, that's part of the process. When you sell a team, they want like the
stability.
Principles in place before they take it over.
Okay, so maybe the Rambuses are safe. No, I kid. But I think that, I guess I'm going to disagree with you, not to get too in the weeds here, but I disagree that, you know, upgrading scouting departments, upgrading analytics departments, you know, ponying up for better head coaches. You know, who's to say if they had just paid a little bit more for Danny Hurley, would the Lakers have been in a better position than J.J. Redick? I actually thought J.J. was fine this year. It seemed like he, you know, he acclimated fine. But think about it, did they have to have Darvin Ham and, you know, and some of these other kind of out of nowhere hires that you think may have been because they were being a little bit stingy on that? I think it all matters. I do. Now, the NBA got really, really punitive with that second apron, and you can't, you know, if your payroll's too high, you get really punished. But the other stuff, I think, definitely helps.
Who's playing in the finals tonight?
OKC in Indiana.
Yeah. Are you saying that OKC paid up for Mark Daigneault?
No, I think that they got, but I think they have a better scouting and analytics department with Sam Presti. I bet they do.
Yeah, they happen to be, I don't think it's because they paid so much money for Sam, but they happen to be lucky to have Sam Presti. You look at, you know, I just don't think you can buy a championship in the NBA. And really, it's five guys out there. How many people, what kind of team do you need to build? Yeah, you have LeBron and you win a bunch of rings. That's how the NBA works. I think it's the one of the most overrated team-building sports there is. Because, listen, all the analytics of the world were not going to give you this Luka deal. And Luka's there, so you build around him. I'm not sure what you're saying, like this new influx of money, they're going to be the Dodgers all of a sudden.
Mandy, let's put it up on the poll. Will money help the Lakers, an influx of cash, help the Lakers win a title here? I think with LeBron and Luka, right? The timing of this is very, like, meaningful, in my opinion, because you did get Luka. He did fall out of the sky. Maybe some conspiracy theory about it. I'm not writing you off completely there. I'll listen to anything.
Anything? That's the easiest one I've ever heard in my life.
And so, okay, we can talk about that, but the timing of having Luka now, you're going to have to pay him, and how do you maximize the very end of LeBron James? Like, this seems like this happened at this moment. Now, I had a different reason why it happened.
Oh, okay. What's your reason?
Well, I look at Jeannie Buss, and everyone knows that she is tight with Mark Cuban and Wick Grosbeck, the Dallas Mavericks and Boston Celtics owners who have just sold in the last 2 years less.
That's news to me. I didn't even know. Hey, Jeannie Buss is good friends with Wick Grosbeck.
Yeah.
People knew that?
Well, I think Celtics, Lakers, you know, I just think there's probably a lot of, I can understand they're probably under a similar type of stress, right? It's like they have similar types of things that they deal with that OKC doesn't deal with, or that the Orlando Magic don't deal with, which is being the steward of these franchises, which means so much to the NBA. I think they have outsized influence in the NBA. And they've been in the game for a long time, going back to both of their fathers owning the team. So I would imagine there's a lot of similarities, a lot of same there. And I think it's interesting that her two biggest ownership confidants have both sold. I'm like, why is everyone jumping ship here on the NBA? Not everyone. Why are some family-run NBA teams suddenly cashing out right now? Is it because the number just got too high? Is it because they are forecasting maybe some storm clouds down the road? No. That to me is where my eyebrow got raised.
Yeah, maybe it's a bubble. But that being said, if I had to point to one thing, it'd be foreign money coming into the league. Because I think of Liv. Like,
yep.
I know when Liv all started, Saudi Arabia and the other countries around there are into basketball too. Like, I think one of the reasons that Liv is paying so much for these golfers is because a lot of the rich people in the Middle East are massive golf fans. I think they also like their NBA. So I think there's an influx of private equity coming into the league.
Yep.
And also, one of the reasons I think that is because the NFL, all of a sudden you're seeing all these weird headlines. The NFL is now accepting private equity. So I think it's all the money coming in from overseas. And if you're the Buss family, like $10 billion, I mean, hello.
Yeah, right. I mean,
I think it's too much for, as you said, a family-owned team to not say yes to that. That being said, I don't think that I do not think that it happens in the NFL. I think there's way too much glory to own an NFL team. It's priceless. What the Joneses have is absolutely priceless. Like, there's nothing, that attention, that Frisco and all that. Like, there's no price tag on the Cowboys, for example. The Lakers, maybe a little less so.
But did you think that 48 hours ago?
No, but I never thought about it one way or the other. I had no idea that Mark Walter brought 25% of the team a couple years ago. I didn't know any of that was going on. No, I
Because like everything seems unbelievable until it happens, right? I didn't think the Lakers were selling either. Apparently, other people knew that it was a little more possible. But I never say never on this stuff. I wouldn't be shocked if the Yankees sold. I wouldn't be shocked if the Cowboys sold. And the numbers are getting so big.
But the NFL is so much more. Like the NFL is hot right now. Like why would you turn away? Like you are the biggest stars in the country. The NBA is not hot, in my opinion. I know they signed this big $1 billion deal,
yeah.
But it seems like they're just like, it's so funny because Mark Cuban once said the NFL is getting greedy and they're the pigs, when obviously it's the NBA. The NBA is like, we're going to sell to 800 different networks and you're going to have to go on to your phone to watch game four of the Western Conference Finals. Like they're as greedy as possible. They've splintered the entire league into all sorts of weird network deals and taken all the money possible, where the NFL is just like, you don't think... Owning an NFL team, you're a superstar right now. I think it's a different game right now. I think the NBA is kind of cold and the NFL is kind of hot. So the Joneses, to me, and I watch them sell next week.
Yeah, right.
They will not sell, especially when Jerry's alive. Jerry will never sell.
Right.
And I think Steven is ready to go right in there. Steven's pretty famous too.
Yeah. So I think two things about this. One, Mark Cuban once said, the quote you had was right, was he said, fat hogs get slaughtered. Yeah. And he was talking about the NFL. And he said this like maybe 12, 13 years ago.
Right as the league just took off like a phoenix.
Manny needs his bacon.
Honestly, dead wrong. Mark Cuban, he rode the tech bubble in the 2000s to chef's kiss perfection.
He had one
this
deal.
One was dead wrong.
He had one lucky deal and he happened to be there at the exact right time because he tape recorded a basketball game.
However he got there, he's on Shark Tank and we're not.
He made one deal. Anyway, so
one
Mark Cuban was
made.
Dead wrong about that.
So he said fat hogs get slaughtered and you want to know what happened? The NFL turned around and was like, oh, you like Christmas? We're taking that. Oh, you wanted to be this? We're taking that. And they basically took everything, and now they're the biggest league, obviously, that we have.
And the NBA's greedy?
I think the NFL's super greedy, too. I think the other most likely to sell, you got to think about this, right? Who are the family-owned operations? So I think the Joneses are on the table. I think Manny's Yankees are on the table. And I'll give you two more. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers would be on the table, and I think the New York Giants are on the table. And I know that the Giants don't mean as much outside of New York, especially lately, because they've been so bad. But the Pittsburgh Steelers certainly do. That would resonate, I think, not like the Lakers, but to a certain degree. These are other huge franchises in North American sports.
Yeah, it's so funny. I can't picture the Rooney family not owning the Steelers. I mean, it's kind of like, I guess I couldn't picture the buses, but the Rooneys kind of secretly run the league. It seems weird. I mean, that'd be unusual.
Who's the successor, though? It's like, we don't even have a Stephen Jones.
I have no idea. Is there not a middle-aged Rooney
to take
over the team?
The actress.
Rooney Mara, she's the Giants.
Oh, right.
Close.
So, I don't know. I mean, there's always another Rooney. I mean, the team that should sell is very clearly. I mean, there's one family-owned team that everyone on earth would want to sell. That's Mike Brown and the Bengals. But if that guy's not selling, why would the Rooney sell?
How about Wayne Rooney? Wayne Rooney available?
Does he own a team? 888-710-4ISN.
He made a lot of money with the hair replacement commercials.
Yeah, he did.
Was he the first guy to go to Turkey to get that done?
He's the first guy who really profited off. Didn't he like make that like?
I think Brian Urlacher too.
I think Rooney was before him, but yeah, Rooney was. By the way, as not a soccer fan, that guy was fun to watch.
He was a
bulldog. Oh, anyway, but he does not own
the
Steelers.
Who's the most famous hair plugs in sports?
Joe Buck.
He's very open about it.
Yeah, that sucks. I read his book about it. He's very open about
it.
I've seen him, like videos of him on social media where he himself is recording it while he's doing the hair transplant.
Sounds absolutely painful.
He said it almost ruined his vocal cords, weirdly.
Yeah, I don't understand.
It was like an infection. Yeah. Terrible. Ugh. But again, Wayne Rooney, nothing to do with the Steelers.
The Rooney family. I mean, I'm curious to know if you out there, first of all, 888-710-4ISN, is this a great day for the Lakers? Because I'm seeing a lot of that. Hey, this is good. They're no longer going to be run like a mom and pop, like a family business, and that's a good thing. I mean, you have the proof of concept with the Dodgers, but it's a totally different financial structure in baseball than it is in basketball. So.
But the thing is, we're right in the middle of a hot stove for NBA. All these moves are getting made, like superstars on the trade market. I'm hearing zero buzz about the Lakers. Like the West is gearing up to fight the Thunder next year. And have you heard anybody mentioned as a potential Laker?
No.
They're throwing out, they're coming at you like this rich team owns Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura, Bronny James combo. I mean,
well, unless you want to go pie in the sky Giannis, but it doesn't look like that's ever going to happen. And I don't know how they would have made that happen.
I have not even heard the slightest Giannis chatter for Lakers. I mean, listen, it is, you've always said superstars fall into the Lakers' lap. Has nothing to do with the money. I don't see this changing anything in the NBA. If it was maybe another sport, but I'm not buying Lakers stock.
Who is the next big franchise to sell?
Are we limiting this to just family-owned teams? Because I have a local basketball team to the New York area that might sell for about $6, $7 billion.
You think Dolan's going to sell?
No, but I mean, if you want...
Oh, that's a never.
If you want to talk about teams that would sell for...
No, it'd be right there.
Absurd amounts of money, it would be the Knicks.
Well, especially if he also wants to sell Madison Square Garden.
Exactly, and the Channel, and the Sphere, and the Forum.
I would put that as a never. Jim Dolan sells... then I'm wrong about everything.
Hell has frozen over.
Yeah, well,
I'm wrong about everything.
So you guys are miscalculating one thing, and because of my long history with James Dolan, which is very checkered, I know a lot about this guy and a little window into his psyche. He will not sell Madison Square Garden or the Sphere or any of that stuff because then he can no longer play Madison Square Garden. He has a band where he allows himself to open for such, bigger acts like the Eagles and stuff like that.
What instrument does he play?
He plays the kazoo.
Yeah, he does. That's my owner.
You need a good kazoo player. I've always said that.
Yeah.
And so he can't sell these venues, Pearl.
He plays kazoo or the harmonica? He plays actual kazoo, like the little plastic kazoo?
Yeah. I mean, he plays a little harmonica also, but he
so does Billy Joel. Yeah.
Excels at the kazoo.
Yeah, great kazoo player.
I've never seen a band play a kazoo.
Well, clearly haven't seen JD in the Straight Shot.
Boom.
Can you do different notes on a kazoo?
What do we know more about playing the kazoo or hair transplants?
But I think like Dolan, like what? Why would he even wake up in the morning if he didn't get to go out in public and own all this stuff?
Yeah, well, no one ever says it to his face. 888-710-4ISN.
Set Maggie Gray.
888-710-4476.
That's why she's not allowed at Rangers and Knicks games.
You got it, or the Rockettes, or anything.
Radio City, something else he would have to sell. I digress. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So the Lakers, is this a good thing to be selling now to the owners of the Dodgers? And are you expecting a big offseason because of this? And two, who's the next big franchise to sell? I think it's going to be the New York Giants.
Oh.
Yeah. 888-710-4ISN. It is the Maggie and Perloff Show. We got so much to do, including an update on Tyrese Halliburton's sore calf. What does it mean for Game 6 tonight? Got that for you next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms,
options, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. We're talking about the Lakers selling for $10 billion. Maggie, actually, I'm looking through the list of owners in the NFL, and it's almost all family-owned. There's no real corporate-owned teams, unless you can. So it's all individuals who bought teams, technically, although they have corporations behind them, like David Tepper. But it's what a bunch of loons. I'm looking at this list. I can't believe, like, the people who still own teams. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot about that guy. I think, personally, it's my dream to own a pro sports team. I think Shad Khan does it the best because he has a super sick yacht and a sports team and a soccer team and a pro wrestling league. Like, I want it all. And I can't believe, if I'm Jeannie Buss, I know $10 billion is a lot of money. Wouldn't do it. Where are you going to spend $1 billion? She's in her 60s.
I know, but you just said you're a yacht guy. So what kind of yacht could you buy?
NFL owners all have this competition among themselves. Who can have the nicest yacht? In the NFL, you not only have the team, you make a lot of income off the team. None of them are wanting for money, so do both. Well, I'm not sure why Jeannie wants this money.
Well, some people need yachts for different reasons. Like Daniel Snyder, the former owner of the Washington Commanders, needed it to stay in international waters so he could avoid lawsuits. Like, but everyone needs their yachts for different purposes.
But that's true. But Snyder and Jones had this famous yacht war. Mm. They were trying to one-up each other's yachts because they're like, well, the football field, we're not really going to win there. Let's go into the open water. But
yacht is euphemism for something else.
I hate being poor.
You want yacht wars?
Yes.
How is that not a show?
Yacht wars?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we got to pitch.
We got Below Deck. We got all
pitch
those.
Something to TLC right now.
Yeah. Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh, my
Bogus
God.
Bogus would watch.
We could buy. I'm already watching in my head right now.
We could buy a team for $10 billion maybe after we hit a big.
We were in the Super Bowl this year at New Orleans, and the one thing, all the media was housed right next to Shad Khan's yacht, and everyone got to look inside. It's insane. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life.
So did Jameis Winston.
Something, I'm glad you mentioned New Orleans, because I do want to get to our pal Big Easy, who's on the line, who's got a good guess for who could be the next big sports owner to sell. Good morning, Big Easy. How you doing?
Good morning, Maggie and Perloff, and to everybody that makes this show great. I just want to pass along Miss Gail Benson, which she got the team, both teams, the Pelicans and the Saints, through the death of her husband, Tom. And there's nobody can afford both of those teams, because here's the thing. Is it the Tom and his will said that it stated that both teams, both Pelicans and the Saints, have to be bought together, and they have to stay here in Harrington City. It's stipulated in the paperwork.
Interesting.
And there's only one, I guess you could say, franchise that can afford this. I didn't know if y'all noticed it when y'all came here, that the Caesar Corporation took over the former Harris Corporation.
No, we noticed. We're staying right next to it. And they own the Superdome.
Yes, and that will be the next owner, because Miss Benson is getting up in age, way up in age. And she's already said, you know, she's going to sell the team before she passes away. So this is inedible. This is going to happen.
Yeah.
But it just, it's a matter of when. And
I don't know if they're going to get anywhere close to $10 billion, though, Big Easy. That's not a slight. I mean, I don't think anyone outside of the Yankees, the Lakers, and the Dallas Cowboys, I don't think are getting that much. But I bet they'll sell for a lot. I bet it's like 5 or 6.
Well, the Saints, it'll work around 4. Now the team's worth about 2. So you figure out. You're right about $6 billion, $7 billion, you know.
And, you know, if you have it laying around.
I think more.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think because the prices go up every year.
Big Easy, thank you for that, sir.
Oh, you'll definitely get more from, I don't know, I'm not sure because I wasn't following exactly what stadium you own, but if, yeah, I mean, it never goes down. I think you're going to go up. $4 million seems cheap because people want to get into the NFL so bad, especially now that you got the foreign money. The league is way more open to that now. By the way, and this, here's the thing, the Pelicans are a disaster, right?
I was going to say, should we move them? Are you sure you wanted that in the stipulation?
Well,
offense, New Orleans, but maybe we should get them up on out of there.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is, it feels like Zion's diet took the entire franchise out. I didn't understand them.
$1 billion worth of beignets.
They fired David Griffin, right, recently. Like, that seems like the one competent guy associated with that team, so I don't know what's going on there. And the Saints are a disaster, too. I think you're buying low, but when you buy a team, I'm curious because you seem much more interested in owners than me.
Well, yeah.
Are you looking at the roster and being like, well, you know, they have the stadium rights to this, but I feel like their power forward doesn't have a 3-point shot. Like, are you actually looking at
$375 million?
Like, did the Guggenheim group say, well, you know what? Austin Reeves just is not a 2-way defender. We need more of a 3-and-D guy. So let's take a million off the price. Like, I'm just curious, like, how good. Does a team being good at this moment matter? This should be a long-term purchase.
Yeah, probably for the NFL, no. But I think, like, the Tampa Bay Rays are selling now. And they have a stadium issue. And they are, you know, I guess technically a small market. And I understand that. So the valuation would come down.
That's been going on forever. Right, but for you said the Lakers. Like, are you really looking at this current window with LeBron and being like, I'm going to buy the team because LeBron's there? Or because Lucas there?
No, I think the Lakers would have been the Lakers if Smush Parker was still there. Sorry, no offense to your guy, Boogs. But I think that it's about... I think with the NFL, no. I think with the NBA, it is maybe a little bit more about market size and history and what's your pull. Like, I would imagine the Pelicans are yet probably enticing, but not nearly as much as... You know, the Celtics or the Mavs were.
Well, it's funny, if the Pelicans were great right now, would that up the price?
Maybe.
Isn't that so weird?
Like, if Drew Brees was still playing for the New Orleans Saints, do you think it'd go up more?
Yeah.
What I'm just asking about for the Lakers right now with their sale is this new ownership group, which we all believe is just going to bring an influx of cash, right, and thoughts and new ideas and new departments and analytics and all that, is that going to take hold quickly enough to maximize LeBron James and Luka together?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if the history of the NBA, I don't know. I'm not as convinced that this you can be smarter than everyone and build a champion all the time. Yeah, the Warriors did it, but the Nuggets got Jokic, and like, was that so brilliant? They didn't draft him in the second round, right?
Right.
So they passed on him once. It's kind of like the Patriots getting Tom Brady. There is a matter of luck in basketball. If you just happen to get the best player in the league, you're most likely going to win titles. Like, what did the Cavs? What was the Cavs' brilliant move to build a contender?
Rigging the lottery.
Draft LeBron James.
Yeah. What was the
And yet you still don't believe.
What was the analytics that the Spurs used to get Tim Duncan? David Robinson got injured and they were bad. I'm not sure that this influx of money and these new departments that you're talking about is going to turn around the Lakers. Because why would the Clippers be great then?
Give the Clippers a minute, you know?
I mean, are they headed? Is there a future?
Everyone loves the stadium. They think that really is a big deal. We'll see. I mean, they have to stop giving all this money to old injured guys.
Yeah, I was about to say, their cap's tied up for the next 6 years, and James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, and now they want Durant possibly. I don't see it happening. I just don't think you can buy a championship in the NBA.
Let's get to Bogus. He's got headlines for us. Sorry for the Smirsh Parker dig.
It's fine. Headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Perloff said it the other day, doesn't matter what time of day, weekday, weekend, there's always something crazy going on at the Men's College World Series. Last night, Arkansas had to win to stay alive. They took a 5-3 lead on LSU into the bottom of the ninth,
and lost.
Bottom of the ninth, tie game. This one hit in the air, line drive. It's off the glove of Koziel into center field. Here comes Hernandez. He is safe. Tigers win. Tigers win. They are headed to the championship series here in Omaha.
That's Chris Blair on the LSU Sports Radio Network. The Tigers, a 6-5 thievery to advance to the best of three finale with Coastal Carolina. That begins on Saturday. As for Arkansas, the Razorbacks had two chances to win this game before losing it. They could have tried a game-ending 6-4-3 double play, but their shortstop threw to third instead for a simple force out. Then their left fielder stumbled trying to catch a line drive for the last out. The ball ricocheted off his shoulder into the corner, allowing the two tying runs to score. And then I guess we can get the second baseman getting half his glove on this line drive. That was the game-ending hit.
I feel so bad for these guys because so many of them are not going to go on to play again. Like, the Mets are terrible in the field. Watched them last night just be awful. But they get to play again today. You get a second chance. When this stuff happens, especially to college kids or high school kids, and it might be their last game, and now you just have to think about that forever.
Oof.
I feel for them.
Can you play overseas in baseball? Is there any?
No.
Wait for Saudi Arabia to get the...
No G League.
There's no Italy League for baseball?
No.
World Baseball Classic, maybe?
Yeah, where are the... Aren't there some other World Baseball Classic teams? There's got to be some other pro leagues.
I mean, you got a league... Yeah, there's...
Mexican League.
There's the Mexican League. There's the Caribbean...
Yeah, Kenny Powers went down to Mexico and eastbound
Jake
and down.
Taylor.
A bunch of Caribbean leagues as well. You can go to Korea, Japan. Japan is a little bit more difficult because that's the second best league that there is probably in the world. But I mean, Korea's available.
That's hard, too.
There's also a league in the Middle
Korea's
East.
Korea is awesome.
There is a league in the Middle East? Get out of here.
The Legends League, if I'm not mistaken.
But you're I don't think...
Yeah, okay, let's not believe Manny for another...
I know. Actually, this is dangerous. I shouldn't believe you.
But it's not like college basketball, where guys who were good end up playing in Finland or Turkey. You're done in college baseball if you're not playing, for the most part, minor league baseball.
Well, you could play minor league baseball for the rest of your life, you know?
Yeah, but somebody's got to sign you first.
Mm. Fair.
But no, that is a sad situation you just described, Maggie. But that being said, I mean, there's one takeaway from this whole thing to me. SEC, are they down because Coastal Carolina seemed to get there?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Wait for the death threats to come in. You're going to go after the SEC.
There were 16 teams in the World Series, and 13 were from the SEC or something, right? Wasn't that what...
At the beginning, I think 13 of the 64 to start were from the SEC.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
I'm disappointed the SEC. It's not an all-SEC final.
All right. AI overview. Someone's going to throw a baseball at your head. AI overview. First professional baseball league in the Middle East and South Asia is called Baseball United. Mm-hmm. It's a professional league focused on the Middle East and the Indian subcontinent. The inaugural season will feature teams from India, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE, scheduled to begin November 2025.
Is there any information on which players are taking part in this league? Because literally players like Bartolo Colon and Robinson Cano, dudes who are 40-plus years old, are playing in the Baseball United.
No, I think you have to do that, right? You bring in the old geezers, and they, at least they have name recognition, don't you?
Big Sexy, come on now.
He can start a secret family in Dubai.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, what more star power do you want than Bartolo Colon? Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, you got Bartolo, man.
He is a bigger star, I will give you that.
Oh, that's a thick man.
Yeah, wider, really. Yes, folks.
Let's do some pro baseball now in the majors.
We just did. We just had the baseball tonight.
Okay, moving on. Tyrese Halliburton confirmed yesterday that he's dealing with a right calf strain. He says he'll do whatever is necessary to be with his teammates tonight when they try to extend their season in Game 6 of the finals with the Thunder. Head coach Rick Carlisle asking for your patience.
It's a topic that people want to hear about and know about, and there's going to be a lot of questions about it. But we will not really know for sure until late tomorrow afternoon or early evening.
Game 6 in Indy tipping shortly after 8:30 Eastern, and the WNBA is not suspending anyone for the multiple altercations during Tuesday's Fever Sun game, but Sophie Cunningham and Marina Mabry get fines for misbehaving. Cunningham tackled J.C. Sheldon, maybe probably in retaliation for Sheldon roughing up Caitlin Clark earlier in the game. Mabry knocked down Clark during that scrum. The foul now upgraded to a flagrant 2 plus that fine. Guys, back to you.
Bogish, thanks. You mentioned Tyrese Halliburton. We'll get to more on his calf. And really, this is an impossible situation for Rick Carlisle. We'll tell you about that next. 888-710-4ISN. It's Maggie and Perloff.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. Mount Olympus and Maggie and Perloff continues today. The four sports gods from every great sports city in this country and parts of Canada. Today we go to Cincinnati. Hooray. No, this is a fun one. This was hard for me, but we'll get to that at 8 o'clock Eastern time. Meanwhile, you got a game six tonight, which is going to be, of course, the Pacers trying to keep the series alive and OKC trying to close it out. I think that Rick Carlisle's in an impossible position here. Because Tyrese Halliburton's calf, Pearl, to me, it's a gray area. It's obviously not so bad that he literally can't walk onto the court, but yet it is hampering him to some degree. And the way that Halliburton has left his mark on these playoffs is this out of nowhere at times, miracle shots, turning it on in the last, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes of a game. How do you turn away from a guy who has been so amazing, productive, and kept you afloat when this injury, to me, is not so cut and dry, like, oh, play him, don't play him?
Yeah, it's a tricky situation. One thing I will tell you, last game, TJ McConnell came and dominated, right? His backup, that ain't happening in this game because I think the Thunder were probably embarrassed by what TJ McConnell did, and they're going to make a defensive adjustment. So I don't think you can look at this game and say, well, McConnell's going to be more effective because they will hunt him on defense like crazy. Watch him totally adjust to McConnell. So I think Halliburton, even a 70% Halliburton, might be the best option they have. So if he can defend at any level and playmake, you're going to keep him out there. The question is, they need his scoring, right? And that's what you're going to miss. Can he get to the hoop? And I'm dubious, but I still would not play TJ McConnell 40 minutes.
Yeah, you make a great point on McConnell. The other point on McConnell is he's got two things. One, a lot of times he is playing against the backups, so it's not like he's getting the full attention of the starters who are so great defensively.
Yeah, good point.
And then the other part, too, is he himself, I actually saw this clip yesterday where he was doing an interview on a podcast, and he's like, how did I last 10 years in the league? I have to basically run myself to exhaustion every time I'm on the court because that's what I need to do in order to like not get cooked on defense. And also just like that's he's like I've survived because I'm just playing harder than a lot of guys. Like I have to because he's not taller than a lot of guys and all that. That's good for backup minutes. That's you can't do that for starters minutes. You can't play yourself to exhaustion. So if you try to, you know, at every moment, if you try to conserve your energy, you're going to get toasted. So this is a very tough situation, I think, for Rick Carlisle. And I agree with you. I think he's going to play Halliburton a lot. And it's and here's the other part. You can't be worried about the Achilles. I know that sounds crazy, but you're in game six of the NBA Finals.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yep.
You can't be worried the calf is attached to the Achilles, like the leg bone's connected to the knee bone. We can't do that right now, right? I don't think.
I don't know about that, but I mean, if it's really a potential Achilles tear, then I would kind of sit him because that's a bad one.
No, but bro, I mean, what do you mean kind of sit him? You're the Indiana Pacers and you haven't been to the finals since the early 2000s. You have to go all out.
Not if you think there's a major risk that it'll explode his Achilles.
Well, major risk. Do we know that? Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think.
You're never going to get that answer from a team doctor before the game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it did seem like even before, obviously, I think in your head, you're going back to the 2019 NBA Finals when Kevin Durant had a calf injury, and the word Achilles was mentioned a lot with KD. And it was very, everyone was, I felt like we were all aware, oh man, his Achilles could go any minute. And then they got him back way too early. I haven't thought about that as much with Tyrese Haliburton because he was running around pretty good. I know he wasn't effective, but I didn't. Did he look that much slower in game five?
Well, to me, no. I mean, but he wasn't able to get to the hoop. And the other part, though, is like, yeah, KD was a little bit older and the Achilles did pop. And so that did happen. And they end up losing the finals. But they also had, you know, finals in the bag. Like Kevin Durant joined a 73-win team. I don't want to say they had the luxury of that. This is not a Pacer team that has that. You're here. You know, Rick Carlisle yesterday was talking about how they've been here before. They had to win a game seven last year in Madison Square Garden against the Knicks in the Eastern Conference semifinal and then force a game seven, win a game six at their place to force a game seven. They have to do this right now. You can't just say, oh, we're worried about possibly, you know, his Achilles in the future. At least I don't think you can do that.
Yeah, if you know the Achilles at risk, I would think more long-term because look at the Celtics. Jason Tatum blew his Achilles, and now they're basically like, well, let's just dismantle the whole team. Because the Pacers, the East is so weak next year, they could easily get back here. I'm not sure. Also, the other thing, too, about the Pacers, they do have this crazy bench. Like, maybe you give a full green light to Benedict Mathurin and say, you know what, Haliburton's hurt. We need 30 points from you, and in Indy, that's not unrealistic. Mathurin, there are other guys on the Pacers, like Nesmith could get hot. Like, if Haliburton's not going to score and the other guys, the role players know that, they have these moments in the playoffs, every one of them, where all of a sudden they get red hot. Maybe the Pacers can find other answers.
I have another question for you about the Pacers. So I don't know if the series is going to end tonight. I think it's going to, but we'll see because the Pacers have been surprising us at every second and every turn. And maybe Rick Carlisle has something up his sleeve. I heard Tim Legler talking yesterday. Maybe they should start playing some zone defense. Maybe that will help a little bit.
Yeah, during the regular season, I read that team started doing a lot of zone against the Thunder, and it was a hard adjustment. I would totally do that. Make the Thunder shoot to beat you. Don't let them drive.
Well, they were living in the paint. Yeah. They've been dominating as far as rebounding. Those are the ways, and obviously the turnovers and scoring off turnovers, that they've been able to take this lead. But if, let's say, the series ends tonight, has Haliburton done enough, in your opinion, to be given superstar label?
No. I think he's probably the most overrated player in the NBA.
You're with the players on this one. Yeah, then, with the player poll.
No, I mean, of course, Tyrese Haliburton is not a needle mover in the sense that, like, if I call superstars like Giannis and Luka and SGA, Tyrese Haliburton is not that level of player.
Okay, can I change the definition of superstar just slightly?
What?
Super. You have the superstar. Word. Keep in mind you have the word super in there, but okay. Please go ahead.
So I forgot who said this. It was superstar. This might have been Doc Rivers did an interview with Bill Simmons lately. I think he's the one who said this. That a superstar is somebody you would pay money to go see. Like, that's the person you show up because you want to see them. Is Tyrese Haliburton now, with all of his heroics, he has not cracked that list?
No.
Manny is looking disgusted. Take your Knicks fandom out of it.
I gotta tell you.
Yes, I absolutely am. Come on. There's dudes like Luka Doncic and LeBron James I'd still rather pay to watch. Kevin Durant, Anthony Edwards, Jalen Brunson. Do you want me to keep going?
By the way, I don't think Jalen Brunson is a superstar either. No one's paying out of market to watch Jalen Brunson.
Okay, take JB out of it then.
Steph Curry.
You still got all.
Yeah, so I tried to buy Sixers Warriors tickets the other day. Like, not the other day, last year.
Yeah.
And, like, you can't get into the building. It's, you know, Steph Curry's in town. There's nobody said, like, oh, let's save up to buy tickets to see Tyrese Haliburton. That sentence has never been uttered.
Okay, Jokic is in town.
Well, Jokic, he's a three-time MVP. Perloff just said SGA, though. Like, I don't think you think SGA is worth it.
But you just gave me a new definition of superstar.
Yeah,
pay
under
to see.
This new definition.
Well, I guess if you're an MVP-level player, then maybe you would pay to see.
Yeah, I want to go watch an MVP.
But, you know, I mean, obviously, they're guys that you're really going to pay up for. I remember when I was younger, you'd pay to go see Shaq no matter what has happened. You might pay to see Vince Carter.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah. But you wouldn't pay to go see Tim Duncan, but you would still, like, the Spurs tickets were kind of okay. I don't know. But by definition, nobody's paying to see Tyrese Haliburton, right? Do you think they are?
I think you guys are really discounting how exciting some of his end-of-the-game heroics have been.
Great. He gives me two. There's still another 46 minutes of the game that he has to end.
You can't count on it. Let's get a ticket so we can see a Tyrese Haliburton last shot. And if you're paying out of market, that means he's doing it against your team.
Well, but here's my thing. I'll give the Pacers, because if they're down 14, 16, doesn't matter. They're still going to play. They're still going to be going for it. Like, they're the comeback kings. Like,
So you think he's a superstar?
I think he's right there. I do. I think that, you know, when we talk about the NBA as like a highlight kind of league where, you know, these moments live on, you don't think Tyrese Haliburton has a 5 Gatorade commercials worth of highlights?
You think, okay, if I had 2 games, I had Anthony Edwards on one and Tyrese Haliburton on the other, who are you going to pay to see?
Well, give me Ann Edwards. It might be him, but is it by a Grand Canyon size margin? I don't know. 888-710-4ISN. Get into Rafi Devers next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms,
options. Motorized options for total convenience. Shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments. All backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.